Yeah?
Yes, hi, is this Steven?
Yes?
Hi, this is Jerry calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything, I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are available. Now, anyone in your household, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other offices? You're certain to vote, probably?
100%. 100%. I'm going to vote.
Okay. And what is your age?
62.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely, extremely motivated to vote.
5.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you disapprove of their job. The first one, Sherrod Brown, a senator. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, I don't know, 50%, you know, midway.
Okay, Joe Biden as president?
I'm not happy with them.
Okay, so do you disapprove or approve?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Disapprove.
Okay,
somewhat.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Joe Biden as president?
I thought we asked this one already.
Okay. Donald Trump as former president?
Neutral.
Okay. And I'm going to read you right now a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard about a person, institution, or unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one, Donald Trump, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Neither. Neutral.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Depends on which one.
Marcy Kaptur.
Neutral.
Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Republicans in Congress?
Depends on which one.
Okay, well, you just only say Republicans in Congress.
And I'm going to say I don't know which one you're talking about. There's many.
Okay. Derek Marin.
Neutral.
First Energy.
Neutral.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress will hold today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I don't know. Undecided.
Well, if the election were held and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward?
I don't know who's running.
Okay, now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Undecided.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'm undecided.
Okay. Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and the Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Beto O'Rourke?
Undecided.
Okay, is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptchur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
I might consider.
Okay, and is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
I might vote for him.
Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptchur. Marcy Kaptchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failing liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for a Kaptchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement
somewhat
makes you more
likely
to
somewhat
vote for her,
likely.
Or you think it is true?
Somewhat less likely.
Now I'm going to read... Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely, not different, more likely, or not true. First one, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bills of Merritt's corruption. Is this makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat no different, or more likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Next one. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his crown school save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Is this make you feel much less likely to vote for them? Somewhat, no different, more
somewhat,
likely or not true?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no, and we nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to job to get workers' compensation. Merritt even voted no on that. Does this make you feel much less likely, somewhat no different, more likely or not true?
No different. I don't know about that issue.
Okay, next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt sold extravagant upgrades to his offices like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmaker offices. While working families are struggling to make ends, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Does this make you feel much less likely, somewhat no difference, more likely or not true?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Does this make you feel much less likely, somewhat no different, more likely or not true?
More likely.
Okay, and the last one. Derek Merritt